Royal Cheshire Show for 2018. I'm talking to a guy that's got some amazing bling on. What's your name and what do you do?
My name's Henry Brooks. I'm the Managing Director of the Tatton Group and I am this year's President of the Cheshire Agricultural Society.
And what does your job entail then here at the Cheshire Show and at the Tatton Group?
So our background is partly farming and the rural economy. We have a diversified business that specialises in rural broadband and creative uses for farm buildings. And so it's been really interesting to engage with all the different sections of the show. As this year's president, I've been going round to meet as many of the different parts of the show as possible and helping the society to do as much as it can to engage with the public and evolve to challenges like Brexit and HS2.
Now this year, it being the 180th year, surely it's the best one yet, isn't it?
It's definitely the best one yet, through to the incredible hard work of hundreds, if not possibly thousands of volunteers that put in so much time. The show, 180 years, is an incredible legacy, and there are very few shows in the country that have gone on for that long. But just to see the variety of different people, the number of school kids getting involved, the trade stands, the 3,000 horses in the horse section, all in the middle of the week is amazing.
So when does the preparations start for a show like this? So let's go back a year to last year's Royal Cheshire Show. When did the preparation for this one start?
It would have started tonight, this year, a year ago. The amount of work that goes on is 365 days a year. I can't take credit for any of it. But Tony Garnett, who's the chairman, and his fantastic committee and volunteers work tirelessly all through the year. It's a never-ending task.
Can we just throw away some of the myths, if you don't mind? It's not just for farm folk, is it? It's for families, it's for Cheshire, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the most important things. And it's not even just for Cheshire. It is one of the biggest shows in the north of England. The more we can get kids from Manchester, from Liverpool, from towns and cities around the region to come and dispel some of the other myths, which is that farming's not all about milking cows, it's not all about agricultural minimum wage. In fact, there's some incredibly high technology here, some really interesting career pathways, jobs, but huge amounts of fun. I've just seen a whole load of young farmers putting together these floats on the back of tractors and real creativity, but loads of the local schools are here, so it's absolutely for everybody.
Just one more question before I let you go. For next year, what's the plan to make it even bigger, if you can make it even bigger?
Yeah, I think every year there's a definitely aspiration to try and grow and grow on the success. I think more and more in terms of the engagement work, I've just awarded prize for the best part of the show to the food hall, sponsored by Robert's Bakery, who've done a great job in helping people see the process of how they make bread, Delamere Dairy, and how they can produce lactose intolerant products that are exported all over the world. And I think I'm very keen that we can work more with schools to help them resource and find the budget, which is frankly a problem, to get children and teachers out here, and perhaps we can do more to allow them to really get behind the scenes and get sort of VIP access to some of the areas. So we hope to hear from more schools to see how we can get more kids involved in this fantastic rural economy.
What is your biggest highlight of this Royal Cheshire Show? The one point.
I've got to be biased because we've just launched our own rural broadband product here at the show, and being able to see businesses and people who can't get online, can't get connected, kids that can't get games or Netflix, being able to get that to them in areas where before there was just no hope of getting fibre is really thrilling for me. On a wider level, it's being seeing, you know, young people seeing excitement and possibilities that they didn't know existed.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for yours.